Pati. I'm chair of the Audit and Risk Committee. I'm calling the meeting to order, and I'm going to start with the roll call. Trustee Lee, are you present?
Present.
And Trustee Wilson?
Here.
Great. So, and I'm here as well. I just want to go through some ground rules before we start the meeting. All votes will be roll call votes. Please follow Zoom protocol and be on mute if you aren't speaking. Each trustee will have a turn to speak, and the public will also have an opportunity to speak after each item. And they will also have an public will also have an opportunity to speak at the end of the meeting on any other item that's not covered. There's no need to wave sunshine today. And so the first agenda item will be to approve the meetings of the Special Auditors Committee from January 6, 2022. I seek a motion for approving that.
So moved, Wilson.
Oh, second Wilson. By Lee.
Trustee Wilson and Trustee Lee have put the motion in order. Let's take a vote in that order. Trustee Wilson, what's your vote?
Aye.
And Trustee Lee?
Yes.
Okay, and I vote aye as well. So that that item has been approved. The next item is the, as you've heard before, is the discussion and action on factual findings for use of California Assembly Bill 361's abbreviated teleconferencing procedures. And for that, I will turn it over to Council Maytag to talk to us about this.
Under California AB 361, this committee is allowed to utilize abbreviated teleconferencing procedures under the Brown Act if two factual findings are met. The two factual findings that are supported by the backup materials that I present to this board are that the governor's proclamation for the state of emergency continues to this day due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and two, that the city council's recent resolution continues to impose social distancing in city facilities. If this committee adopts those two factual findings by majority vote, it may continue to meet virtually for the next 30 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. Do I have a motion to adopt the two factual findings that were just listed, which to summarize again, number one, that the governor's proclamation and the state of emergency continues due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the second being the San Jose City Council's resolution to continue to impose social distancing in city facilities. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Wilson.
Moved by Trustee Wilson, a second by
Trustee Lee.
Second by Trustee Lee. How do you vote, Trustee Wilson?
Aye.
And Trustee Lee?
Yes.
And I'm Sunita, I vote yes as well. So it's the motion is approved. Do I have any comments from the public on any item? Hearing none, and I would, the meeting is adjourned.